And as it relates to Raid, go back to the question that we left off with yesterday. And that is, it's mavur in the Gemara that there's an Isser Aseh for Azar Teduchen. In fact, that Isser is the premise to the Gemara Shaila of whether Mailin Menesias Kapayim Liyuchsin or Ein Mailin Menesias Kapayim Liyuchsin, which was very much the topic of today's daf. But it's mavur that there's an Isser Aseh for a Zar to be Oilu Leduchen. What's the Isser Aseh? Rashi says, it says, Koisev Varchu, Daber El Aharoin, Koisev Varchu, Atem Veloi Zarim, Velav Haba, Michlal Aseh Aseh. We spoke out from the Hafla, here in the Gemara, to be miyashiv, the Shita Sari and Shabbos Kuf Yud Ches Amud Beis, that said that maybe the assay is that every Zar has a mitzvah to be misbarech, just like every Kohen has a mitzvah to be mivarech. And if a Zar is going to be Oilu Leduchen, he's going to be mevatel his mitzvah assay of being the recipient of the bracha, and it could be that's what the Isser is. Additionally, Tosfos said in Shabbos Kuf Yud Ches, that if a Zar would be Oilu Leduchen, could be there's a problem of bracha levatala. Discussion in the Poiskim, did Tosfos mean the Asher Kedishanu B'Kedushasir Shalaharim Bracha, or did he mean the Iker Birchas Kayanem? Maybe even for that itself it passes to say Bracha Levatol. But one thing is clear, it's unequivocal, it's not debatable, it's not negotiable. It's a Mefurish Yomar in Ksubis Chavdalad Amabez, as much as it may seem like a Chiddush to some, but the Gemara says, there's an Isser, albeit an Isser Aseh, a Lava Bo Michlal Aseh, for someone that's not a Kohen Teduchen. So the question that we left off with was, if that's the case, we know that nowadays, although we have Kohanim and Levim and Yisraelim, but even the Kohanim don't know 100% beyond a reasonable doubt that they're Kohanim. No one has Ksav Yichus, like we had once upon a time. The Yidden as a nation has gone through so much galus, and as a result, nobody can ascertain with 100% positivity that he's a Kohen. And it's for that reason, although someone who has a Mesoira, that he's a Kohen, acts and behaves like a Kohen, but it's only L'chumra and it's not L'kula. And this is something that has ramifications in different areas of Halacha, most notable in the laws of Challah, which was one of the subplots of today's daf. And that is, a woman, when she's Mafresh Challah, she takes the Challah and she burns it. In the Torah it says you're supposed to take the chal and give it to a kohen. So why would you burn it? It's a shad. Give it better to a kohen. The reason is because a kohen can't eat chal. And even though chal of Bezman Hazeh is only the Rabbanon, even for a chal of the Rabbanon, we don't want a kohen. But he's a kohen. He gets the first aliyah. He doesn't walk into a Beis HaKfaris. He would never marry a grusha. It's all true. But at the same time, we're only soymech and we only rely on a kohen being a kohen l'chumra. We don't rely on it l'kula. And it's for that reason, Kohanim today are somewhat limited as it relates to their hanukkah. But here's the point. We only are soymech on Kohanim being Kohanim l'chumra, not l'kula. So shtelzich the fraga, and l'chayr it's a bomb kasha. If that's the case, how could a Kohen be oil l'duchen? How could Kohanim duchen? In Eretz Yisrael, every day, in Chutz Laaretz, on Yontif. How is it possible? L'chayr, if the person's a Zar and he's going to duchen, he's going to be over in Isser Aseh. Whether it's Rashi's Aseh, whether it's the Haflo's Aseh. There's a question of Bracha Levatola, which is a Lois Aseh, it's a Lav of Loisisa. According to the Rambam, it's a Loisisa Midairaisa. But at the end of the day, in Isser, there's Zichah going to be. Which means you're being Soymich on this Kayan being a Kayan, even Lakula. I thought we're not Soymich on Kayanim being Kayanim Lakula. So today, we will, Be'ezus Hashem, answer this question. But really, it requires a little bit of a hakdama. It's a hakdama that touches upon something that we've talked about as a chabura many, many times. Ve'ein beis medrash b'lei chiddush. And that is, we mentioned that there was a yid, a big goyin, who lived in the 19th century. He was a Talmud muvik of Rab Kiva Eger. His name was Rab Tzvi Hersh Kalischer. And he wrote a sefer called Drisha Tzion. It's amazing how much is in the sefer Drisha Tzion. And he had an idea, he was a visionary, he felt that the time had come for Yidden to go to Eretz Yisrael and bring Karbanis. And even though there's no Beis HaMikdash, but Makriv and Afal Pishayim Bayis, Kedusha Rishayna Kitchel Hashayta V'Kitchel Asad Lavoi, Kedusha Shniya Kitchel Asad Lavoi, Machloik is Rambam Raivit. He was able to work it out, and he felt that a Yid, if he could, has an obligation to go to Eretz Yisrael and bring Karbanis. Now, there was a messianic component to it as well, because he believed that the way Mashiach and the Geula is going to come is by Yidden going to Eretz Yisrael and being ma'ir the cats. Regardless, he wrote a chibur, he called it Drisha Sin, which made A, his hashkafa case, and B, his halachic case for why Yidden should go to Eretz Yisrael bizmanoi and start bringing karbonis. And he sent it to a lot of gedolim, and Rosh V'Rishon, he sent it to his greatest Rebbe, he sent it to Reb Kiveger. It's interesting, I was going through the Inyan again, every time we revisit this, there's this chedushim. It seems that the two biggest supporters of Reb Tzvi Kalischer were, number one, and by far the biggest supporter was Reb Elio Gutmacher, someone that we've had the schuss to speak out from a little bit in the last few months. But Reb Elio Greiditzer, Reb Elio Gutmacher, was a staunch supporter of this movement. In fact, one of the editions of Drisha Sin that came out was littered with Hagois and Hoysafois and Miluim that were written by Reb Elio Gutmacher. Another one of the very, very strong supporters he gave a Haskam on the Sefer Drisha Sin was Reb Yaakov Tzvi Mecklenburg, the Baal Ksav Kabbalah. The reason I'm speaking this out, and the reason I think it's so interesting is because what did Reb Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer, Reb Elio Gutmacher, and Reb Yaakov Tzvi Mecklenburg all have in common? In addition to being great Goyim and big Tzadikim, they were all Talmidim Ufakim of Reb Kiveger. So it's fascinating that this mamish came from the Beis Medrash of Reb Kiveger, this whole Drisha Siyam movement. It's fascinating. But regardless, these three Gedolim, Uberoshim, Reb Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer, had this vision and this ideal and this idea and this concept, and he sent it to his Rebbe, Reb Kiveger. Now, Reb Kiveger was not maskim. Reb Kiveger wasn't maskim at all. And he wrote a tshuva back to Reb Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer, very much bederech kofet, but he made his halachic point for why it's not okay. And then Reb Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer responded to Reb Kiveger, and then Reb Kiveger wrote a second letter back to Reb Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer, and Reb Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer responded to Reb Kiveger's second letter, and then the third time Reb Kiveger told Reb Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer, chavshen yosh kan koiches, but what I did was I forwarded our correspondence to my Edom, the Chassam Sofer in Presburg, and I'm going to see what he has to say. And the Chassam Sofer wrote a tshuva, and this tshuva is printed signed Tshuvas Reb Kiveger from the Chassam Sofer to Reb Kiveger. It's also printed in Tshuvas Chassam Sofer. Vadvarim Atikim, we've spoken about this so many times. Now, this sugya of bringing karbonos bizman hazeh is be'ikar kachem sugya. It's very much a psachim sugya because it seems that the one carbon really that maybe you'd be able to make work is the carbon Pesach, but it's very, very much a kachim sugya. But I'll tell you something interesting. If you look at Reb Kiveger's first tshuva that he wrote to Reb Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer, 90%, I didn't count the words, but kariv to tishim achuz of the tshuva had nothing to do with kachim. Nothing to do with kachim. The ikar tshuva that Reb Kiveger wrote to Reb Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer was more a ksuba sugya than it was a kachem sugya. Reb Kiveger told Reb Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer, I don't understand how you're going to have kayhanim bringing karbonis bizman hazeh. What's the problem? The problem is we don't have kayhanim. And if we don't have kayhanim, how are you going to do this? And Reb Kiveger varf tremendous bikiyas. But be'ikr, he based it on the rivash that we spoke about yesterday. And the rivash that the Magen Avraham quotes with regards to Hilchas Chala, but the bottom line is that it's mavur in the rivash for oid kadmoinim that this that we rely on kayhanim being kayhanim bezman hazeh based on their yichus that they seem to have in their mishpacha, it's only lechumra abesinit lekula. So Reb Kiveger said hagaba atzmecha, if a kohen can't eat challah derabbanon, how's he doing zrika? It's not possible. So Reb Kiveger, even though this wasn't the final analysis of Reb Kiveger, but the ikker of Reb Kiveger's first tshuva that he wrote to Reb Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer, and this was the subject of the ikker back and forth between Reb Kalischer and his Rebbe Reb Kiveger, was based on this problem. And that is, Freit Reb Kiveger, at the end of the day, we have a rivash, and we have gedolei olam that all held that you can't determine with 100% certainty that a kohen is a kohen, and it's only the churma that we treat kayanim as kayanim. Oh, but not lekulah. So how are you going to let a kohen walk into the azara and let him do a zrika? Azara that does a avoida, not all avoidas, but all avoidas are aser and certain avoidas and avoida tama schayv misafor, and it's impossible, therefore, to allow one to do the avoid. Now, Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer, when he wrote the Drisha Sin, knew this problem, and he addressed it. In fact, where Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer wrote the Drisha Sin, so what he laid out very methodically was the what he referred to as the meniyos, the obstacles to this issue. And the meniyah hashlishis said Rav Tzvi's Kalisha, quote, is limtzai koyim miyoches. It's to find a koyim miyoches. V'hu kemoizar, pun intended, nechshav, betchilas harayon, lefi ashas v'harambam. He says, at first glance, if you go through Gemaras and Rambams, it seems to be poshed then on arrival. At the end of the day, we don't have koyanim miyuchasim. So if you don't have a koyin, that's a miyuches, so how are you going to make it a problem? Ochein, said Rav Tzvi's Kalisha, ovi be'ezus Hashem rayas brus lateya. So, but I'm going to bring Rayas Brewers. I'm going to prove 100% later. So obviously, we can't go through all the Rayas Brewers. But the Iker Raya that Rav Tzvi Kalisha brought was from a Mishnah. Not even a Gemara. It was from a Mishnah. This Mishnah is tucked away. It's the last Mishnah Masechtas Ideas. It's Perek Ches Mishnah Zayin. So the Mishnah says as follows. Omer Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua said, Mekubal Ani Mirab Yoichin Ben Zakkai. I have a Kabbalah from Yechon Ben Zakkai. Shoshom Mei Rabbi, he heard from his Rebbe. The Rabbi Mei Rabbi, his Rebbe heard from his Rebbe. Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. The following Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. She'in Eliyo Bo L'Tamiu L'Tayr L'Rachik U'L'Kariv. When Eliyo and Avi is going to come, his purpose is not going to be Metama, to make Tuma. It's not going to be L'Tayr, to make Tayra. It's not going to be L'Rachik, to distance people from Klal Yisrael. It's not going to be L'Kariv, to bring people closer. Elo, so why is he coming? L'racheik ha-mikurovim b'zroya, u'l'karev ha-miruchakim b'zroya. To be merachek people that were brought closer, forcefully. And to be mikarev people that were cast away forcefully. And the Mishnah explains, a very long Mishnah. Mishpacha is based Tzrifa, hoise b'ever ha-yardin. There was a family known as Beis Tzrifa. They lived b'ever ha-yardin. V'richako ben Tzion b'zroya. So it seems that this family, Ben Tzion, they were old school, and they were, and they were merachik, this mishpacha b'zroya. They posh gave them a decision and made them an offer they couldn't refuse, and they had no choice. They had to be distanced. There was another mishpacha that fakared ben Tzion b'zroya. That fakared, ben Tzion was mekarev. Kigoin elu, it's families like this, that aloyohu ba letameh uletaher lerachik ulekarev. The Mishnah continues, but the bottom line is that this is the first part of the Mishnah. Amr Rabbi Yeshua, I have a Kabbalah from Yochanan ben Zakkai. He was Makabal from his Rebbe from his Rebbe, all the way back to Sinai. Halach l'moish mi Sinai, she'en al yobo, l'tam, l'tam, l'rachik, l'karev, elo, to be merachik, the mekurovim b'zroya, and to be makarev, the meruchakim b'zroya. So Rav Tzvi Kalisha has two kashas on the Mishnah. Posh it on the Mishnayas. The Eshta kasha was, he says, I understand, we have a halach l'moish mi Sinai, for what Eliyahu HaNavi is going to do. Eliyahu HaNavi will know what he has to do. And we don't need Halacha L'Moshe Misinai for Eliyahu HaNavi. Halacha L'Moshe Misinai is supposed to teach us halachas. Right? This is the greatest Hilchas HaMashicha that there's ever been. Hilchas HaMashicha? L'chayr, this is literally Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. That's only Negeya when Mashiach's going to come. And it's Negeya Eliyahu HaNavi. His lashon is for lama ba halacha l'moishem isinai ala dover sheyase eliyo halay kishayave eliyo yeda hu ma yase ve'in lanu nafkusa rak eliyo so vas tafich habin halacha l'moishem isinai for eliyo anavi. It's a good kasha. He says number two. I have another problem. It sounds like eliyo anavi is only going to come to sort out those specific families, but all the other families we're going to just leave them as they are. How can you leave them as they are? We don't know who's who today. This was Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. This was literally dictated at Sinai. Zok Rav Tzvi Hirsch Kalisha, on Sinai, it's clear that there was a yediya, a vision of the fact that the Yidden would be in Golus for thousands of years before Mashiach was going to come, at which point there was going to be a lack of clarity, who is a Kayan, who's not a Kayan, and Afal Pikein, it sounds like the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, which knew the future, still didn't say that Eliyahu HaNavi is going to have to come sort that out. It's only these families that you had, these powerful people who were manipulating and dictating Yichas, these are the situations that you need to sort out. But everybody else is going to be okay. How are they going to be okay? What was the mindset at Sinai, and how exactly were the rest of us going to figure out what our Yichas is? And he says, if you're going to tell me it was going to be Alpi Nevuah, I don't know, some other Navi. Beruach HaKadosh, so why do you need Eliyahu HaNavi to be merachik the ones that mekurovim b'zraya and vice versa? The same Ruach HaKadosh, the same Nevuah that's going to take care of everybody else, let him take care of those families. So said Reb Tzvi Hirsch Kalisha, it's muchach to me from these two kashas. It's clear that in Sinai, they were never worried about what's going to be with all the kohanim when it comes time. And the reason is because all these kohanim would be able to be soymech on their chazakah. And the chazaka that they'd be able to be soymechon is the fact that if they have a mesorah and their mishpacha that they're kohanim, so based on that they know they're kohanim. And as a result, they're not going to need Eliyahu Navi to come and to work it all out for them. And that's why this, we don't need Eliyahu Navi for that. And that was the halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim. That was good for the halacha. You want to know what the halacha is? It's a halacha for Eliyahu Navi. No, it's not a halacha for Eliyahu Navi. But from the fact that we know that all Eliyahu Navi is going to come to do is to take care of those mishpachas, michlalav atoshemeyahen, so you know that all the other families will be able to rely on whatever chazaka they thought they had. So said Reb Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer that from this Mishnah, I think it's enough in the Mishnah. He said, I don't know how else to learn the Mishnah. And I think from this Mishnah, it's clear to me, clear as day, that the only thing we need Eliyahu Navi from is for those particular mishpachas, but as relates to everyone else, we're not going to need. Then he says that the idea was going to be that we would know who Kayanim are, they would do the Avoida, and then Mashiach would come, and he has a whole cheshbon of how it's supposed to play out. But the bottom line is that it's true that there's a question today as far as our yichas, and whether it is good yichas or it's not good yichas, but at the end of the day, Chaba Mishnah, that seems to tell me clearly that the Kehanim are going to be able to rely on a chazaka that they're Kehanim. Now, just to be clear, what Reb Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer meant when he said chazaka is, he means there's a chazaka that if I have a Mesorah, my Mishpacha, that I'm a Kayin, I'm probably a Kayin. He also used the word roif a lot, because most people that think that they're Kehanim are probably Kehanim. And even though it's true, there's this idea that we don't know 100%, but it's probably more of a miut than a roif, but that's the bottom line. But then he asked the kasha. He said, I know what you're going to ask me. He says, I know it's coming. There's an obvious kasha. What's the kasha? Ksubas chav dalet amid beis. The kasha is today's daf. What's the kasha? You see, the Yidden came up in the beginning of Bayesheni, and there were people that didn't have ksav yichas. And because they didn't have ksav yichas, what does the pasuk say? Vayugoyalu mena kohuna. They were distanced from the kohuna. They weren't allowed to do the avoida. They couldn't eat kachim. Right? Truma deiraisa, discussion in the Gemara. But certainly, they were distanced from doing the avoida. So, l'chura, you see that you can't rely on chazaka. L'chura, why can't they rely on chazaka? Why can't they rely on a roiv of some sort? You see, they weren't able to rely on it. So, Gimel Chuvas Badavar. I have three poshut reasons, and this is mamish today's daf, learning up the Gemara. But he said, I have three reasons why this is not a raya. He said, number one, we could be Samech on Roiv, you could be Samech on Chazaka, but the only time we're Samech on Roiv and Chazaka is when you can't be Mevarer, the Safik. So if I have a Safik and I can't be Mevarer, the Safik, you have a Roiv, work with the Roiv. You have a Chazaka, work with the Chazaka. What if I have both? Ruv of the Chazaka, Ba'adiv. But it only is Mokin where I can't be Mavar the Safik. If I could be Mavar the Safik, I'm Mechuyev to be Mavar the Safik. So he says that door, most Yidden had a Ksav Yichus. There was some that didn't have the Ksav Yichus. So why should we be Samech on a Roiv or a Chazaka? Just work with the Kayanim that have the Ksav Yichus. There's no reason to work with the others. And because there's no reason to work with the others, so therefore over there we didn't work with them. But ordinarily we would work with them. He says, but what about today? Today, no one has a ksav yichus. So he said, because no one has a ksav yichus, so this is a suffix that you can't be mevar. If you can't be mevar, you can rely on your Rav and Chazaka. He said, number two, he said, the fact that there were certain people then that didn't have a ksav yichus, it was a tremendous reyesa. Everyone has a ksav yichus. Where's your yichus brief? You had it yesterday. Like, where did it disappear? He said, today, you can't have tainas on people why you don't have a ksav yichus. We've been through Auschwitz. We've been through a lot of tzoras. You expect the Yid to have had his yichus brief through 6 years of World War II? So, of course, no one has a yichus brief. There's no reyes on the fact that we don't have our yichus today. But he said, then, those chevra, most people had it. So, most people had it. The fact that you didn't have it, it was taka reyes on you. These were the people that couldn't produce a yichus. So, you know, you can't produce a yichus, it's shame on you. And as a result, you're going to be out. Right? Reminiscent of Cheskis Abatim. Cheskis Abatim. If someone has a chazaka, he's squatting in somebody's property. So, what's the ach v'shtarcha? Where's your shtar? After 3 years, you're right. There was an ach v'shtarcha. Now, there's no ach v'shtarcha anymore. But he says, besides, more than that, and he said, this to me is the biggest raya in the world. Because Rashi, when he explained what the reyesa with those people were, what was the reyesa? Because it was known that the families over there had intermarried. And there was some major chashash that maybe the children were psulim, that they were halalim. It's mashma that Rashi went out of his way to say that dos alein, that they didn't have ksav yichus, was not a problem. The problem was that there was a major, major reyesa. And today, Most families don't have such reyuses, and as a result, why should that be a problem? So he said that it's true from Ksubis Chavdalad Amadeis, it's clear from the Maisa Shoya Kachoya with the Tirshasa and the Chemi in the beginning of Ayasheni. It seemed that there was a problem that we weren't going to rely on this Rav and Chazaka, but I think today it's different. It's different because today there's no way to be Mavarer, there's no reyus of Ach Vishtarcha, and as long as you're a family where you're not aware of any crazy stories that happened in your immediate ancestry, since it's not something that you should have to worry about, the bottom line is, this was the Iker. Obviously, this requires follow-up and Libun, Acha Libun. But again, this is a super high-level version of where Reb Tzvi Hirsch Kalish was coming from. The short answer, a Mishnah. The slightly longer answer, a Mishnah in the end of Masechtas Idiyos that says, Alocha L'moshe Misina, the Eliyahu Navi is not going to have to come L'rachik U'l'karev. Yeah, certain families. But L'rachik U'l'karev, we're going to just be Soymach on whatever was. We're going to be Soymach on a Chazaka, clearly, and a Rav. In the beginning of Bayesheni, it was a whole different deal. There was Reyeses. There, you didn't have to be Soymach on it. Today, we need to be Soymach on it. Today, we don't have those Reyeses that we had then. And as a result, this is something you'll be able to do. So Rav Kivega responded to Rav Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer and mentioned that the overwhelming majority of the first tshuva that he wrote was negeya this sugya mamish. It's interesting, Rav Kivega never acknowledged this Mishnah in the end of Idiyos that Rav Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer wrote. It's a gemach nish visedik. He didn't even comment. All Rav Kivega wrote was that, I don't know what you want, the Rivash says you don't even eat challah Bismanazah, even though challah is midrabbanan. So if the Rivash said you can't eat challah, how are you doing the avodah? It's a nice shtickle tire. You can't do it. See, so he said, if you can't do it, I don't understand how you're going to make this work. And that really was his, that was from Kivega's Taina. He said it by Richas, he worked through the Sugya, he quoted different poiskim, he was chaylik on some of the poiskim, Kitarka because a classic, of a classic Shuvah from Rav Kivega. But at the end of the day, Rav Kivega said, I don't know what you want. It's a Rivash and it's Kama poiskim. And listen to the Lashon of Rav Kivega at the end of this whole Arichos. Avimikom Makoim, after everything, Kivan the Gedoyle Rabbi Seinu, a Rivash, Rabbeinu Yeruchim, a Marshal. The Chut Hashani was written by the Chavis Yor's father and Zayda. It was written by the father and the Zayda Tzazamin, and it was called the Chut Hashani. The Rav Shmuel Yafo. So these are all Kadmoinim. Donu Oysam Lesveikos. Shaloi Lahatalam Shum Dover Shaasal Azarim. You can't be Matur Koyim Bezman said to do anything that's also to Azar. Is Eich Nimsum Lehem Lavra Avoida. So explain to me then how we're going to allow them to do Avoida. Rav Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer responded to Rav Kivega, and he said something fast. He told Rav Kivega, I hear. Rebbe, I hear. I hear. Incidentally, it's very interesting. Rav Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer really went back and forth with Rav Kivega. You know, we have a Messiah that if Rav Kivega asks a kasha and you say a teretz, you're wrong, right? You can't even... Rav Kivega's kasha is... it's a loch l'moshe misinai. That's what it is. You can't even have the chutzpah to think that you can say a havamin of a teretz, Rav Kivega. And you go through these tshuvas. Rav Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer is talking to his rabbi. He's humbly, he's fighting. This is tamua. This is sarachin. But he prefaced this whole shmuz in his Rishas Siyan. This was ready after the Ptir Rav Kivega. He writes that Be'emes, he knows that he's mamish kinemola. He's like an ant compared to who his Rebbe was. And he Be'etzim would never have had the chutzpah to even handle like this with his Rebbe. Be'etzim, he'd be mevatel daite tim legamri. But he held that because of the avodas HaKodesh that he was being Oisek in, he had a tremendous siyata d'shmaya, and he was able to mamish handle and learning with his Rebbe, even though he writes mamish behispatlus that he's ka'afid the ara compared to his Rebbe. But he felt that because of what he's doing was so big that in this inyan he had this ruach of clarity, and he was seeing things that other gedolim weren't seeing. It's fascinating. But again, this is all part of the layers that you see in this whole polemic. But the bottom line is, so Rav Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer wrote back to Rav Kivega, and he said, Rebbe, ich hab nur ein kasha. And the emes says, this kasha that I have is a kasha that's your kasha, and this is Rav Kivega's kasha. And that is, he told him, that is it so posha to you, this Rivash? The Rivash said that a koyin, it bizman hazeh, is never allowed to do something that's also lezarim, that it's only He said, Nesias Kapayim Techiach. How could a Koyan Duchin? It's also for a Zar to Duchin. It's a Gemara Ksubas Chavtalad on the base. And I entice the Shabbos Kuf Yud Ches. It's also for a Koyan to Duchin. So, a Zar to Duchin. So, it's also for a Zar to Duchin. How could you do it? So, he said, you know what the Teretz is? And he said, Rebbe, I heard the Teretz from you. Kivega writes this Teretz in one of his. He said, I heard the Teretz from you. He said, you know what the Teretz is? You yourself said that the Teretz is because it's there's a Isra say for a Zar to Duchin. But there's also a chiyuv aseh for a koyin to duchen. Which means that if a Kohen right now, who knows he's a Kohen because that's what he's heard from his own Mishpacha, but he doesn't know for sure because he doesn't have a Ksav Yichas and because we've been in Golus for so many years. But if this Kohen right now would say, you know what, I might be a Zar. And because I might be a Zar, I might not Duchen. That decision comes with an invoice. You're being mevatel your mitzvah saseh of koyis savarchos b'nei Yisrael. So be'emes the kohanim, they're stuck between a rock and a hard place. They don't know what to do. If he duchens, maybe he's a zar. If he doesn't duchen, maybe he's a kohen. And the ikrit sad, by the way, is that he's a kohen. So really, he has a problem over here. So Rabbi Kileger wrote in the tshuva that the reason kohanim duchen is because in this situation, either way you're doing an iser. And because either way you're doing an iser, either way you're being mevatel a mitzvah, so over here the rivash maybe doesn't apply. The rivash could be is only true where going lekula doesn't involve doing an iser. But if you're going to say that, oh, I can't be soimach amakoyin lekula because I don't want to chalila be over an iser, but by doing that, you're anyways going to be over an iser. So maybe over there it's going to be different. So said Reb Tzvi Hirsch, I heard this from the Rebbe. So if this is in fact true, that's the teretz here. The teretz, I know there's a Rivash, and there's a Marashdam, and there's a Rabbeinu Yeruchim, and there's the Chotashoni, and there's the Marshal, and then Reb Shmuel Yath, and all the Gedolei HaPoisim, Reb Kiveiga quoted. Oh, but Nesias Kapayim Toichiach. Elamai the teretz is, because Mon of Shacht is a bit lasse. Says here, this is exactly the same thing, and this is not just the same thing. This is that PLF, because over here what you have is looming not just the assay of Kois of Orcho as Bnei Yisrael, Omer Lahem Yivrech, Hashem Yishmerecho. You have the assay of the Avoida, which would be Karbonis every single day, and all the different mitzvahs. There's a whole chelik of the Torah, a whole Seder and Mishnayis and in Shas that's we're not doing right now. So it's true that a Kohen is going to be taking risk by doing the Avoida, but he's also taking risk by not doing the Avoida. It's the same Cheshbon of Nesias Kapayim. And if that's true for Nesias Kapayim, that has to be true here as well. That was the Ikur Nekuda the Rav Tzvi Hirsch Kalisha wrote to Rav Kiva Eger after Rav Kiva Eger responded. Rav Kiva Eger wrote a second letter to Rav Tzvi Hirsch Kalisha, and in the second letter he addressed this. He wrote to Rav Tzvi Hirsch Kalisha that, I know you wrote whole Arichis, I'll be honest, I didn't have a chance to go through, it's hard for me, but one Nekuda I'm going to respond to. He responded to this. This is an exact thing. He said, this that you said, that I said, that the reason Kayanim are able to duchim is manasa, even though really a Kayan should not be able to duchim because he's being soimich that he's a Kayan lekula, and really that's not something you're allowed to do. It's true, I said that. I said it. But la'achara iyun, that's not the real reason. It's not the real reason. And the emes is a very shver reason, Rav Kivega said, if you think about it. He said, number one, it's true they're both assays. But let's say you have a face-off between two assays. So, sheval taisa adif. So why would you go now, bekum va'asei and duchim? It would make more sense to b'shev al taisa, not duchen. He said, v'oid, the only time there's a mitzvah for a kohen to duchen is if the kahal says, kohanim, you have to tell them to duchen. If you don't tell them to duchen, there's no mitzvah. So he said, if the only reason we're duchening now is because we can't be mevatel the mitzvah, it's efshel l'kayim shneim. Just don't say kohanim. And if you don't say kohanim, then you're not going to have a problem with duchening anyways. So it's not going to be an issue. So he said, that can't be the reason. And he said, besides, I don't love the tzushtal that you're making from Nesias Kapayim to Avoida. You know why? Because for a czar to do the Avoida is already a question of a chi of Misa. For a czar to duchen is a question of an assay. So what's at stake over here? We're going to assume you're a kohen, and we're going to look away from the fact that you're a czar, that's duchening. It's a shail of an assay. Oh, but this is the avayin misa. Where do you see the chiluk between assay and avayin misa? On daf chav dalin. In the sugya, maila mitchum liyochsen, maila minasiyas gabayim liyochsen. But for sure, that this is already a question of a chi of misa. And because it's a question of a chi of misa, it's much more chomer. By the way, Rav Tzvi Hirsch Kalisha, when he wrote back again to Rav Kiva Eger, he said, I know this is Avoy Misa, but we're talking about Avoida. And what's Toicha what? Avoida or an Aveira Shiesh by Avoy Misa? Avoida. So I'll prove it to you, because you do Avoida on Shabbos, even though Shabbos involves Avoy Misa. So this is a fascinating Shakta Vataria. But Rav Kiva Eger told Rav Tzvi Hirsch Kalisha that even though it's true, I did say, it's Emes, I said, that the reason Kayhanim Keduchen now is because Mamon of Shacht is an Asse, but that's not the real reason. You want to know the real reason? Doesn't quote our Gemara, but it's Pashat, he meant our daf. The real reason is because Kehanim have always been duchening. And because Kehanim were always duchening, Harei atem b'cheskaschem. That's the answer, said Rabbi Kiveger. You're b'cheskaschem. What did Nechemya tell the Dor in the beginning of Bayesheni? The ones that had reyuses. The ones that couldn't produce a Ksav Yichus when everybody else was able to. He said, you can't eat from the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but everything else you will be able to do. And Rabbi Yossi quoted, L'shoyne Azov, said Rabbi Yossi, what did he tell them? Amar lehem, arei atem b'cheskaschem, b'meh ha'yisem ha'ichlem ha'goyle. What were you doing in Golus? Kotche ha'gvul? Afkan b'kotche ha'gvul. And what was mavur in the Gemara? You were duchening? Now you could write to duchen. So said Rabbi Kivega, it's mavur, that even when there's a full-fledged suffix, but at the same time, you could be soymech on chazaka, that if you continuously have a mesoira, that you've always been eating kotchei agvol, or you've always been duchening, you'll always be able to duchen. He said, the kayhanim bizman hazeh, meaning in Reb Kivega's times, and in our times, all the kayhanim have a mesoira, that they've always been duchening, as long as they can remember, and as long as their fathers can remember, as long as their zaydis can remember. So the same chazaka that was prevalent then is something that we have today, and that's why kayhanim are able to duchen. It's a suffix, and I thought when it's a suffix, you can only go lechumra, you can't go lekula. That's true, but it's mevu in the Gemara, harei atem b'cheskaschem. And if it's something that you've been doing, you could do it even lekula. You see it in the Gemara, they were allowed to continue to eat kachay agvul. Why were they allowed to continue kachay agvul? Das is the chakula. The teretz is harei atem b'cheskaschem. So Reb Kivega said, duchening is harei atem b'cheskaschem, but to eat lemashal chala, even the rabbanon, there's no chazak. Now, you want to know why? Vesachnisht? I don't know. You have to ask a historian. But the reality is, at some point, we know that our Zaydis, that our Kehanim stopped eating Kacha. And they stopped eating the Kacha Yagvol. So they didn't have that Chazak anymore. And because they didn't have that Chazak, therefore you can't start it again. But as it relates to doing Avodah, he told his Talmud, he said, there's no chazaka on doing Avodah, that's for sure. And as a result, there's no Arei Atem B'Cheskaschem, and we have to come back to the Rivash, and the Rivash said that as it relates to Challah and Truma and all these different things, you can't be Soymich, and therefore you wouldn't be able to be Soymich on this either. So we started today's daf, which is the way we ended yesterday's daf with Akasha, and that is that Kohanim today Duchen. L'chayra, being that it's mavur, and now we know that it's mavur in the G'dayla G'dayla Poiskim, it's mavur in the Rivash, and the Rashdam, and Rabbeinu Yeruchim, and the Marshal, and Rabbi Shmuel Yaffa, and the Marit, and the G'dayla Poiskim, that the only time was Soymich and Kohuna, Bizman Azeh, is only L'chumra, but it's not L'kula, and even though there's a Chazaka, and maybe there's a Rav, Rabbi Kivega was not sure if it's a real Rav, but the bottom line is there's a Chazaka and a Rav of some sort, but it's only L'chumra that was Soymich on the Chazaka and the Rav. L'kula were not. So how could you duchen? K'subas chavdal adam et beis, k'yisav orchus b'nei Yisrael, atem v'lei zarim. That flaw, a Yid has a chiv to be on the other side of his marriage, b'shas duchening. You can't be standing on the duchen. That's not something you're allowed to do. Tosfos, the Ri said that maybe there's even a question of brach levatol. So how are you allowed to do it? You're going L'kula. What emerges is there's two potential answers to this question. One answer might be, and both what came out of the mouth of the great Reb Kiva Eger, one teretz might be is that it's true there's an issa for a zar to duchen, but there's also an issa for a kayan not to duchen, and it could be in this situation all those achroinim are not going to apply. Another mahalach is that the kayanim bizmanenu have a chazaka, they've always been duchening. Yidden never stop duchening. That was something, Birchas Kayanim, the brachas and the hashpoyas that come from Birchas Kayanim, is something the Yidim, for whatever reason, they never stopped doing. They were never mevater. And because there's a huchsak over here, so just like the Yidim in the beginning of Bayesheni were told, Harei atem b'cheskaschem, you used to eat kotchei agvul, you continue eating kotchei agvul, they could also eat kotchei agvul. It's two terutzim to Akasha, but it's also two terutzim to Akasha that was manifest in one of the greatest polemics of all time. And amazingly, when you dilute and you go through the tshuva, it's just fascinating. You watch from idea to get into the sugyas and back and forth, another tshuva, another tshuva, another tshuva. It seems like this question and the answer to this question was mamish one of the key points and turning points in the whole discussion. And how you answer this question, is it the first teretz or the second teretz? Could be with chapa nafkamina. How big? Could you bring a carbon bezman hazeh? What? That's all this rate. That could be if the vart is hayase v'hayase. And maybe carbonus would be the same thing. But if it's based on chazaka, that's certainly something we don't have today.